Have your way, Lord. As we enter the Word of God, I want us to remember the story of the blind man, blind Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was blind. He was blind, the Bible says, since birth. And he was blind so many years. He was up in age and still blind. And Jesus was passing by. And people were saying to him, hey, just chill. I mean, it's Jesus passing by, but he's going somewhere else. Or think, amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, let's lift your hand to the Lord. Father, we cry out to you right now for healings and miracles. Healings in our families, Father. Healings on the job. Healings, breakthroughs on the job. Breakthroughs in new jobs where they're needed. Breakthroughs, oh God, of promotions on the job, breakthroughs financially, breakthroughs in marriages, breakthroughs, oh God, in the lives of your people. We thank you in advance. We thank you for salvation, even miraculous salvation of our unsaved loved ones in the name of Jesus. Deliverance of every captive, even in our families, in the name of Jesus. Deliverance, healings that only you can do, oh God. That loved one in the hospital, touch them now in Jesus' name. Touch them right now. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you majesty. Have your way, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said amen and amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you'll turn with me to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. Glory to God. I'm just flowing by the Spirit this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48 in the New King James Version. The word says, now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out of me. Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him in the presence of all the people and sharing the reason that she touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said, daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I want to encourage somebody, no matter how long the fight, this woman had, God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. It might be a long fight. It might be a desert of 3 years. I know what I'm talking about. I'll tell you the testimony when it happens. Amen. But it might be a testimony that's still in the making. Hallelujah. But you've been trusting God for somebody in your family for 3 years. And still this thing. And still this thing. And still this thing. But God is able. God is able. When it's a long fight, you got to dig in your heels in faith, amen? And you've got to trust God anyhow. No matter how it looks in the natural, God is able. And give God praise that he's already done it because he is able. No matter how long the fight, might be a loved one. I remember we were trusting God for my uncle. Oh, my God, at least 20 years. Woo, he was an alcoholic. Hey, oh. Ah. Long story. Been married 4 times. Married 4 times and always had the side chicks. You know, one of those situations where you're just like, dear God, my uncle. Esh. Hey, yo. Esh. And we were praying and we were praying and praying and praying and praying and praying and praying. My cousins gave up. That was their father. They gave up. They're like, ah. I guess he'll never be saved. They gave up. It was just bad. It was just bad to worse, worse to Have you ever been there? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Bad and bad and bad. Until he ended up with liver cancer. Mm-hmm. From all the drinking, of course. Of course. did it to himself, but anyway. And yeah, we were trusting God. I'll never forget it. We had to go to the hospice when we were visiting home and visiting my cousins. They said, hey, dad's in hospice now. They've taken him from the hospital to hospice. This is it. Doesn't look like he's going to pull through. He had lost so much weight. He had gone from maybe 250 pounds to, man, like 101. Skinny as a rail. Looked like a skeleton. My husband and I were there. We prayed for him. We led him to Christ just the day before he passed. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We'll see him in glory now. Hallelujah. The God we serve, he's able. He's able. When we were leading him to Christ, he passed out and almost died three times before he could receive Christ. Eyes rolled in the back of his head. And you know those eyes, when the eyes go gray, it's at the end. It's the end. It's the end. But God was so gracious to save his soul. Praise God. Praise God. To God be all of the glory. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter how long the fight, beloved. Doesn't matter how difficult the situation. It might be that unsaved husband, and you've been praying and praying, and it's 15 years, and you're just like, dear God, when is this going to change? When is this going to turn around? When, oh God, is this man going to open his eyes and see that the only way is Jesus? But we have to just press in faith. Amen. Or could be that aunt, and you're just trusting God. Amen. We all have at least one. Hey, we all have at least one. And you're just like, dear Lord, when will they get saved? And do everything but get saved. I mean, they do the psychic thing. They do the whole nine. They do everything but, you know, all the Zen, all the Wicca, everything. All the occultic junk. Do it all. When are they going to see, Lord? But that's when you dig your heart, your feet in faith and trust God that he is able. Amen. Glory to God. He will do the impossible. He is able. He is able. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. You've been standing in faith for a long time. Maybe it's your brother. I thank God my brother got born again some years ago. And he's a professional drummer. I guess that's why I love music so much. My whole family's in music. Yeah. And I love the drums. Hey, deserve. I love the drums. Amen. I love the drums. And oh, my Lord. And I remember he was playing at these gigs, and he'd be playing at these dives, man, these terrible places, downtown Philadelphia. And one time he was held up at gunpoint, my brother, held up at gunpoint. He and his band members, they were just finishing a gig in one of these pubs downtown. And some people jumped them when they were trying to put the equipment away. Two guys with guns jumped them, held my brother at gunpoint, held a gun to his head, had shot the bass player, shot him in the stomach, and was about to shoot my brother in the head. And just then a police car drove by with the lights and the noise, the signal. And they just dropped everything, including my brother's car keys, which they had stolen from him, and ran. And they had beaten them up already. They had beaten up my brother. When he came home, he had just rushed the bass player to the hospital. He had blood all over him from carrying the bass player to the hospital. And he was all beaten up, black eyes and busted lip. He said, no, I got to get my life right. I remember we were all alarmed at seeing him, and this is like 3 a.m. in the morning when he came home. And we were like, what happened to you? Oh, my Lord. I remember my mom was going ballistic. What on earth? What is going on? He was like, no, I got to get my life together. They held us at gunpoint. He told us the story. And I thank God, my mom and myself, we led my brother to Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. He's playing now at a church. He loves Jesus. I love the Lord. Amen. Amen. He still does his gigs on the side, but he loves the Lord. He honors the Lord. He no longer plays in those wrong places. At least. At least. Thank God. Thank God. God is able, beloved. Doesn't matter where you find yourself. Somebody needs this. The Holy Spirit is pulling me out here. Somebody needs to know God is able. Doesn't matter how difficult. It might be a terrible situation you've walked through, and you don't know how you're going to recover, but God is able. He will bring you through. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 5 and 6, Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6, glory to God. If we can put it up, glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. In the King James, it says, by his stripes, we were healed. Why? Because Jesus is the one who was and is to come. It doesn't matter when it happened. It doesn't matter how it happened. God is able. He will heal from wherever, from whenever. Amen. Even if you were dealing with something from your youth, from as a child, God is able. Hallelujah. Only believe. That's the first key to unleashing healings and miracles. Only believe. Only believe God. Only believe God. Take him at his word. Amen. Only believe God. Take him at his word. If he said it, I believe it. That settles it. I don't know, Lord, how you're going to restore my life, but I trust you. So you got to take God at his word. I believe God. I believe you in spite of how it looks in the natural. In 3 John 2, the word says, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Hallelujah. 3 John 2, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. God wants us to prosper not only in our health, not only in our lives, but as our soul prospers. He wants us to be healthy inside. As well. Amen. Wellness on the inside. Hallelujah. So many people are, especially after COVID, are dealing with mental issues and situations that they went through. Maybe they couldn't finish high school. Maybe they couldn't finish their degree because of COVID. And then they lost time. And then money went funny. Hey, and you couldn't get back to where you were. But God is able. And God is able to heal the soul, the wounded soul. Some people have been wounded even from that time. It was wounds on wounds at that time. I don't know about you, but we lost a lot of wonderful friends at that time of COVID. I'm not sure about you. We lost wonderful friends at that time. And I said, Lord, what is all this? But God knows. God knows. Some of us know what that's like. Losing people that are close to you. And you got to just pick up the pieces and keep going. You don't have time to stop because you got to help others when you need help. Who am I talking to? My God. But in the midst of it, God is able. In the midst of it, believe God. In the midst of the challenges of life, believe God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is able. He's a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. He can do what no doctor can do. As we read, the woman with the issue of blood, she went to every doctor there was. She went to every doctor. No one could help her. And she said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be saved. I will be healed. I will be healed. I'll get my healing. If I can just touch. And she kept saying that under her breath as she was pressing through the crowd. Because now she was now ostracized. She was considered unclean. She wasn't supposed to be among people. And yet she knew that the answer was to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Glory to God. And when she touched his garment, the Bible says the blood dried up. The flow of blood dried up. God healed her instantly. Hallelujah. God is able. He healed instantly. Glory to God. I'm remembering a major healing that we had. Glory to God. You can give God a hand of praise. Give God praise. He's able, beloved. He's able. Amen. I'm remembering an instance of a child we prayed for, and I've shared this some time back, a little 8-year-old girl named Roxanne. And I remember we were still pastoring there in Swaziland at the time. It's now Eswatini, but it was Swaziland at the time. And we were pastoring there, and she called and she said, then we were just pastors. Pastor Gomedze, I need a miracle. She had her mother call us. I need a miracle. I need to hear. She was deaf. She was deaf. One side had, she had gone swimming somewhere with some of her friends when she was about 2 years old, and she swam in a river, and somehow the water was contaminated. That water infected the ear and ate out her eardrum. She was literally with no eardrum on one side, and she could only hear even partially on the other side. She had to use a hearing aid on the other side to hear properly. And make a long story short, she called and said, I want prayer because I need to hear. So we prayed for her. We prayed for her. I'll never forget, we were at the church office at the time, and we prayed for her. And the mother called, I think it was a week and a half later, and she said, you won't believe this. We just had a checkup at the doctor. The doctor says, "There's she's hearing with no eardrum." Ooh, you talk about God. She's hearing no eardrum. She's hearing with no eardrum. We were like, oh, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And then a couple weeks later, Roxanne calls us again. And she's like, I need to talk to the Pastor Gomedze because I need my eardrum. I want to swim with my friends. They tell me I can't swim if I don't have an eardrum. So I need my eardrum. And we said, okay, Roxanne, well, do you believe God can give you an eardrum? And she said, yeah. I mean, sure, he's able. I mean, hey, I can hear, there's nothing there, and I'm hearing, so sure, yeah. And she had faith. Hey, children, teach us. Yo, hey, children can teach you faith. Ah, children, ah, these are wonderful people. Oh, my Lord. Children teach us faith, amen? Oh, my Lord. So we prayed again. And within a week, the mother had taken her for another checkup. The doctor said, there's a membrane growing. And by the next week, she had her full eardrum back. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. God is a God of miracles. He can do the creative if he needs to. He can do the impossible. He can replace the blinded eye. Hallelujah. He can replace the deafened ear. Amen. He is able to replace whatever needs replacing. It might be that person that needs a healing in their kidney. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another one that needs a healing in their heart. Hallelujah. We had a testimony when we were still in ministering at Soundstage. And the Lord healed one of our deacon's hearts. The father of the deacon. She had taken one of the tissues that we anointed with oil and prayed for her father. In the hospital, he was about to pass, and God, she was supposed to have open heart surgery, and God, when she prayed for him, God healed him instantly. He didn't need the surgery. He was released that week from the hospital. To God be the glory. God is able. I want to encourage somebody, because some people have given up on God. And unfortunately, social media mocks the church and mocks the power of God and mocks the things of God. And so many people are just confused. Can God still heal? Or is God the only God of yesterday? Does he still heal today? Yes, he does. I'm living proof. When we first got married, I had one leg shorter than the other one. Some of you know the story. And I didn't even realize I had a slight limp. I didn't realize, you know, I guess I had it so long, I didn't even feel it. And my husband, well, just as shortly after we got married, he said, "Sherry, come sit down for a minute. Let me just check something." And he's like, "It looks like you have a slight limp." And I'm like, "I do?" And I was like, "Okay." And he said, "No, sit down. Let me just check something." So he put my feet together and he just checked. And sure enough, one side was shorter than the other. And I was like, "Oh, that's not good." And I was like, "Well," and he said, "Well, let's pray. Let's trust God." So I was like, "Yes, let's pray. I believe God. You know, I know faith." See, I thank God for my mom. My mom is in glory now, but my mom had faith. The Lord healed her when I was still a teenager. She had a cancerous growth, size of a grapefruit in her stomach, and God healed it to the size of a quarter. And I really believe, and made it benign. And so I believe if she had held on just another week in faith, it would have disappeared. But she went and had the surgery for that. But it wasn't the major surgery it should have been. And God healed her miraculously even after that. And I learned from her, stay in faith. Don't limit God. Never limit God. Take the limits off of God. He is able. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. And there we were, and my husband prayed for me. And do you know, and he was like, "Okay." Remember him asking the question, "Do you want to be taller or shorter?" Now, I've always wanted to be taller. Oh, my Lord. See, my brother, everybody in my family is tall. Yeah, I don't know what happened here. But it didn't happen for me. My brother is 6'2". So he's towering. And I just seemed to get the short end of the stick when it came to height. So I was like, "Oh, I want to be taller. Definitely taller. Taller. Yes. Amen." I want to be taller. For sure. So he prayed. And do you know, my leg just shot out. Hey, within seconds, God just healed me completely, healed my back, healed my legs. Thank God, the God that we serve. He's so faithful. Amen? He's able. Somebody needs to be encouraged. It might be that you're just trusting God for a breakthrough on the job, or a breakthrough in getting a job. Hallelujah. Or you need a better job. Who am I talking to? Come on. And God is able. He's awesome. Amen. The second key is remember that he's the author and finisher of your faith. Keep the faith. That's the second key. Keep the faith. Keep the faith. Mm-hmm. Remember, Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. He's the miracle worker. Oh, yes. I love that song by Sinash. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. He is a way maker. Oh, yes. He's a way maker. Doesn't matter how it looks in the natural. He makes the impossible possible. Hebrews 11, 1-3, and then verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1-3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Amen. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. And then down to verse 6. Down to verse 6. And then the word says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Glory to God. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He is able. He's a rewarder. Glory to God. I just want to share a testimony in our family. One of our children, he was a preteen at the time, went to visit one of his friends, and he didn't ask for permission, but he went anyway. We were out of town at the time, and his Goko and his auntie were taking care of them, and he went immediately after school, not asking. Some of us have these wonderful people. Amen. We love them anyway. Yes, yes, we do. Anyway, hey, yeah, 12 years old at the time and doing their own thing. Okay, so he goes on his bike and he's riding the bike in the street, busy intersection, and one van is turning and my son hits some stones on the side of the road. He was on the right side as far as riding his bike, but he had hit some stones, and the stones kind of knocked him into the road, and immediately this van was turning, and the van turned right into him. And you talk about angels on assignment. God just put angels around him. I know it was angels, because he went flying off of the bike before the bike went under the van. The bike itself went under the van, was run over by the van. He went flying to the other side of the street on his back in a major intersection. This is now, we were living in Centurion at the time. And make a long story short, all the skin was taken off of his back. And he came to consciousness just about this much space, not even 2 centimeters, just next to a stop sign pole. See, the enemy wanted to kill him. He was supposed to hit that pole, but God had angels. Hey, thank God for angels over our children. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And just when he came to, He was trembling. Of course, he had broken his elbow, shattered the bone in his elbow to pieces. It was full of glass and tar from the pavement. Shattered the bone, broke some ribs, broke his ankle, almost broke his neck. And thank God the man that ran over the bike, I believe it was his wife. We've heard the story afterwards that his wife said, hey, you got to stop this car and take this child to the hospital. And that's how my son ended up in the hospital. And somebody who knew my son brought the bike to the guards. And the guards are the one that called us, you know. And when the guards called us, they said, your son was hit by a car. And they didn't say alive or dead. They didn't say anything else. They said, come now. They didn't say anything else. We didn't know if he was alive. Hey, parents, you understand this. Not nice. Terrible situation. We were driving on the old Johannesburg Road. We did a 360 on that road, and we turned around and went to Unitas Hospital, where my son was in the emergency room. And we found him literally shaking from the shock of being in that situation. And at the point when we got there, they had even put a brace on his neck because they thought they were still going to do x-rays, but they thought he had broken his neck as well. But everything, his elbow had been shattered, the ankles were broken, the ribs were broken, and all the skin on his back was off. And to make a long story short, it was just hectic. When we got there, we were like, Lord, we need a miracle here. And I remember they were saying, look, the surgeons, they finished for the day, blah, blah, blah. You know how they do in the hospital. And then the nurses were panicking because they were like, what are we going to do? We've got to find a way to stop all this bleeding because he was bleeding from everywhere. He was literally bleeding from everywhere. And they tried to bandage up his back, and they were trying to see what they were going to do. They took him three times for the x-ray of the elbow, which was shattered. They told us that bone is shattered. And I remember as we were waiting for them to go back and forth for those x-rays, my son said, "You know, Mom, when I came through," and he was shaking, he couldn't even talk properly. He said, "When I came to, the only song that I could remember was Fred Hammond's song, 'No Weapon Formed Against Me Shall Prosper.'" And he said, "I began to sing it in my heart, 'No weapon formed against me shall prosper.'" Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work, 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 Hallelujah. I just feel that of the Holy Spirit just to flow. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. There's healings taking place right now.
Hallelujah. There's some people here right now God is healing, and you've got this issue. You're not even aware of it, or maybe you are. But yes, for you, there's one leg shorter than the other one. I need to come up right here. But you know it might be a centimeter, it might be more, but anybody with a back problem right now, just come right now, because miracles are flowing. Thank you, Lord. It won't work. It won't work. I need some chairs. If you can just give me some empty chairs so they can sit down, we can check it out. Just some spare chairs, maybe at the back over there. Thank you. Yeah, just come forward a bit and be seated. It won't work. Just be seated on these chairs. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. That's right. It won't work.